Welcome back to another episode of The Occasionalists. Matt Pagel here once again, flying the ship solo as we wrap up our second week, our second full week of The Occasionalists Daily. This week, we obviously delved into ways that we can have some fun at the gym, give you some tips, but also just kind of, you know, just kind of put it out there that like the gym can be fun. It is a lot of fun if you don't listen to too much outside noise. The gym can be a lot of fun. And so we are wrapping that week up as we we have another edition of Tear the Tits Off. This time, we're going to tear the tits off some strongman exercises today. So it should be a very fun way to wrap up. Short way. I will say this. I think this episode is going to be pretty short. But fun way to wrap up our second week before we head into our playlist week, which will be a lot of fun. But per usual, on this day, March 15th, 44 BCE, history nerds out there and probably lit nerds out there probably know where I'm going with this one. But March 15th, 44 BCE, Julius Caesar is assassinated on the Ides of March. Caesar was launching a series of political and social reforms when he was assassinated on the Ides of March by a group of nobles. Among them were Cassius and, of course, giving rise to one of the most famous lines of all time, one that I love to use whenever I can. Cassius and Brutus, et tu, Brute? I don't want to call like the assassination of a political leader like just great pop culture, but it is, unfortunately. I don't know. Especially in this current political climate, I'm not sure I should say these things are fun, but there's something always fun about the Ides of March when it rolls around. So there you go. 44 BCE, March 15th, the Ides of March, Julius Caesar. That was it. Cassius, Brutus, and the rest of the nobles, they did him in. They did him dirty. All right, so let's get into it. Let's tear the tits off some strongman exercises. So I really wanted to figure out some way to wedge in a little bit of strongman talk. I am a huge, huge fan of strongman competitions, strongman athletics. I literally will watch on YouTube the World Strongman League, in addition to like the stuff you see usually on ESPN, the Arnold Strongman Classic. I love all of it. Like, I can't get enough of it. But I think that there is actually a reason to talk about this with maybe like some regular gym going people, because even though it's a little bit goofy, I mean, truly can be goofy looking, there is this amazing cross-section of practicality to go along with the showmanship that comes with a lot of the strongman events and the showiness, the peacocking of those events too. I swear to God, it's there. So if you're unfamiliar, strongman is not powerlifting. It is not weightlifting or powerlifting. You will not see this at the Olympics. This is where you see the absurdly large men utilizing very specialized equipment to move incredible amounts of weight. So you might have seen people, some huge men like Hafþór Bjørnson, Martens Lysis, Mitchell Hooper. You might have seen them, deadlifting like these truck tires, right? Like literally these full like semi wheels, these oversized like semi, not even semis. I think they're for like those like humongous dump trucks. So you'll see them deadlifting that. You'll see them like pushing like the wheel of pain, which is like this big device that was made for the Arnold Strongman Classic, and kind of evokes the imagery of Conan the Barbarian and his wheel of pain. You'll see stuff like the Atlas stones, right? These big ass stones that these guys got to pick up off, these big smooth stones. These guys got to pick up off the ground. The Husafeld stone. The Husafeld stone, or if it's in whenever there's a strongman competition in Africa, usually it's called the Africa stone because it's shaped kind of like Africa, right? But a giant stone that weighs a lot. We'll get to the Husafeld stone here in a little bit. Weighs a lot. So, you know, or you'll see them like they'll rig up some kind of like deadlift apparatus that, you know, is attached to a bunch of cars or something, or like a squat apparatus that has like weights, you know, dropped into it somehow. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the kind of, like I said, the kind of the bizarre stuff, right? You know, big men dragging a truck behind them, basically. Like that's what strongman is. And a lot of times it's really like a lot of the strongman stuff is it looks absurd, but like I said, there's even more. I should do a whole episode on strongman at some point in time, but like a full like 2-hour one. But like there's so much more going on that you don't realize. You know, with the technique, the movements, obviously the strength needed, but a lot of the, you know, where what really separates strongmen from one another, they're all kind of the same level of strong. Like Thor Bjornsson is, or I should say Martins Lisis is like every bit as strong as Thor Bjornsson, who's every bit as strong as Brian Shaw, who's every bit as strong as, I don't know, take your pick. But what really separates those guys from kind of run-of-the-mill, just like big men, is that their technique is just on point. Like they can do things efficiently, and like even though, you know, we're talking about like a strength competition, they can do things the most efficient way possible to save as much strength as possible, because there is this very interesting athletic component to strongman as well that is different from powerlifting or weightlifting. You know, like picking up something, and you've probably seen like the carrying medleys where they got to like pick up and carry, you know, it'll just be like two big, you know, essentially just two big weights that they have to carry. They might weigh like 300 or 400 pounds a piece, and they have to carry those, and they have to pick up and carry like a boat anchor, and then they got to pick up and carry something else, like going back the other direction. So like there's this interesting athletic component to it too, that you don't get out of powerlifting or weightlifting necessarily. Not saying they're not athletic, it's just a different, you know, they're being challenged in a very different way. So however, like I said, I believe that there is something worthwhile here for a regular person in terms of not that you have to train for strongman, but some of these exercises, some of these events, if you were to do them and do them in a particular way, they could really benefit you. So for example, what is easier to pick up, a 70-pound dumbbell or a 70-pound couch? The 70-pound dumbbell is much easier to pick up. However, you can't tell me that you won't be tasked at some point in time in your life with picking up a 70-pound couch. That's a distinct possibility. And then also, you know, pick it up and carry it down a flight of stairs or something, or carry it into a different room and manipulate it and turn it so you can get it into a different room, right? Like these are all significant possibilities of things that you might be asked to do one day. And that is something that is a direct carryover from strongman, is picking up kind of an odd object that maybe doesn't have the balance of something, you know, the balance of a dumbbell, right? Like, sure, like the 70-pound dumbbell and the 70-pound couch weigh the same, but they aren't balanced the same way. And that's what a lot of the stuff in strongman, that's what it's predicated on. Like it's stuff that's heavy, obviously, but it's not weighted evenly. So it makes it more difficult to manipulate. Again, what's easier to carry? A 100-pound backpack or 100-pound rucksack, or a 100-pound rock? What's easier to carry? The thing that is strapped onto you, that is supported, is easier to carry, obviously. It's much harder to pick up and carry and walk with a 100-pound rock, because it is all up to your hands, your arms, your shoulders, your neck, your lower back. Everything has to work probably, you know, 10 times as hard to just stabilize yourself while you carry something that big. Whereas if you have 100 pounds attached neatly in a way that is, you know, conforming to your body, resting on your hips, you know, most of those rucksacks have like that sort of like hip carry belt. That's so much easier to carry than trying to just grab something off the ground and carry it. But again, this is another thing that this goes into the strongman stuff, is picking up these kind of these objects that are difficult to just simply pick up, let alone pick up and carry. You know, they have to do a lot of that stuff. And, you know, I'm not saying that you might pick up a 100-pound rock, but will you pick up a big rock in your life? Probably. Will you pick up a big log in or something, or, you know, a big uneven log, like a tree or something that fell? It's a very good possibility. You might have to pick that up and move it. So I think that there is some practical carryover, and I think that is because like Strongman was really born out of practical means. A lot of the stuff, like thinking of like Apollon's wheel, it's one like they're doing like an overhead press with like a big, literally looks like a big wagon axle, right? Like it's oversized wheels and this big thick bar, and that's because it was quite literally that's what it was originally. It was a wagon axle and wagon wheels. A lot of other strongman stuff, especially the Scottish strongman stuff, caber tosses, dinny stones, all that stuff was born out of warfare training. So there's like all of the strongman stuff comes out of really, really practical means, farming, warfare in particular. So there are like very practical benefits to it. If you know how you're training and what you're training, you know, you're not suggesting that you're ever going to be caught in a situation where you need to pick up a 100-pound rock and place it onto something necessarily. Or you're going to have to pick up and throw a rock at an oncoming British soldier. You never know, but I doubt that. But there are things that you can kind of learn from this in terms of how you handle your own body and how you handle your own strength, because that's really what this strongman is, handling your own body and strength. More so, you know, like obviously all the stuff you do in the gym carries over, but how often do you lie on the ground or on the floor or something and have to then press something off your chest? Not that often, right? Like it's just not something you do that often. But like I said, how often do you pick up and carry a couch or move a bed across a room? Probably do that, you know, frequently. You know, not frequently, but frequently enough that just saying that you're kind of like, ooh, yeah, good point. So I will say this, while there's a lot of this stuff is very easy to do and find at most gyms. However, other stuff, a lot of this stuff is either going to be found exclusively at a strongman training center, or you need to go buy it on your own. There's just like no way around that. So there's some easy stuff that you can do, and I would recommend, I would definitely recommend. So first one up, Farmer's Walk. This is an easy one. You've seen it before. Like a lot of times it's like a full blown apparatus that has like weights and stuff attached to it. But you can simplify this just by using heavy dumbbells, you know, pick them up and then you plot a course in your gym. Or if your gym has like a specialty room, like a turf room or something, you can use that to walk up and down and you know, mark off what you're doing. But you can do it with dumbbells. You can do it with, my gym has a trap bar. It's a big heavy trap bar that I like doing it with. Because it can really kind of pile on the weight. Some places will actually have farmer's walk handles. Maybe some places even have built some of this stuff. And you can even make your own out of rope and wood. Truly, you can get really low tech with this stuff, and it'll still serve the exact same purpose. But farmer's walk, I would highly recommend anyway, even if you're not trying to, you know, break some kind of, you know, carrying record. Just physically holding and carrying weight is going to make your hands a lot stronger. And when your hands get stronger, you can handle more weight on stuff like bench, on dumbbell press, especially dumbbells. You can just manipulate more weight the stronger your hands get. So I would highly recommend Farmer's Walk. A tire flip. A lot of places have either a full-size tire, or I've even seen some places with a machine that is half a tire. So it's like on a spring almost, and you just kind of flip it. You just flip it over, it lands on the other side. You jump around to the other side, flip it back over. So you don't like have to take up the space of the full-blown tire. But a lot of places have a tire flip. Obviously, if your gym doesn't, they're really not that expensive or that hard to find anymore. You can call around to places. I'm sure you can buy one online completely. But the tire flip, a lot of places have a full-size tire at this point. Keg toss. Okay, maybe you don't have a keg, but you can use a medicine ball if you have a wall or space to throw it. If you have like a big brick wall at your gym, you can throw them up against that. even if you just have some open space at your gym, I would, you know, check with, make sure you're not throwing it at anybody, but you could in theory, throw a medicine ball towards open space as well. Or, if you've ever seen them do the keg toss, it's like, but from, you know, it comes from like a dead stop position, and they usually kind of like, from the ground, kind of like let it swing between their legs and then kind of extend all the way up and throw the, throw the keg. It's not really a keg, but it's like a, well, sometimes it's a keg. Other times it's just kind of like a weighted apparatus kind of thing that they have. But that sort of movement, the way that they get it started, is a lot like a kettlebell swing. So if you just wanted to practice the movement of it to get the mechanics down, you could also do kettlebell swings. So, you know, there you go. One of my favorites is the Husafeld stone. And again, like I mentioned that like this, a lot of this strongman stuff was just born out of practicality. And Husafeld stone is this like legendary stone in Iceland. It's outside of Reykjavik. It's kind of triangular shaped, big ass stone, weighs 410 pounds. And they have like various, various levels of strong. If you can pick it up to your knee, you're like quarter strong or I think it actually might even be more, hold on, let me look this up real quick. I know I have it open here. So someone who can lift the stone up to their knees are called lazy bones, in Icelandic. I'm not going to try to pronounce the Icelandic words. So if you can lift it up to your knees, you're called lazy bones. Anyone who can lift it up to their waist, which again, lifting up 410 pounds off the ground up to your waist is ludicrous. An uneven stone up to your waist. Those people are called half strong. And if you get full strong status, you can pick up the Husafeld stone and carry it, pick it up to your chest, and then walk it the 34-meter circle around the perimeter of the sheep and goat pen that this stone is located at. And in fact, that was like the point of the stone. It was the gate stone, I guess. I don't know if that's an actual word, but the Husafeld stone was a gate stone for this sheep and goat pen. I can't remember who the legendary farmer was. Snorri Bjornsson built this pen for his goats made out of stone. And that stone, I guess Snorri Bjornsson's daughter picked up the stone and carried it and put it in place as the gate stone to make sure that the goats and the sheep couldn't get out. So again, like this stuff comes from its practical means. I mean, like they didn't, I guess they couldn't get wood. So you build your goat pen out of stone, and then you lock it up with the stone that they definitely can't move. So there you go. So the Husafeld stone, no, your gym is not going to have a Husafeld stone. A lot of strongman gym probably won't have exactly a Husafeld stone. Even like a replicated one, like an Africa stone, which I mentioned before. However, pick up something awkward and carry it. Sandbags. And I'm thinking more of like the bigger, like the full body type sandbags you've seen online. But I suppose if you wanted to pick up some small ones too, you could do that. How about picking up a couple bags of cement and carrying them with you? A big log, if you can find it. A heavy bag, like a boxing bag, like a big heavy bag for like boxing or MMA. Those things weigh quite a bit. But the point is, it has to be kind of big. And the whole point of like the Husafeld stone is like the carrying aspect of picking it up with your body and kind of bracing it and carrying it like that. And you probably have picked up and carried things like that before. So there's a good crossover there. And then how about a truck and a plane pull? Well, your gym is probably not going to have a 16-ton truck available for you to pull, but we've already done this before. We talked about it on Tuesday with the sleds. We've done it with the sled. You can either attach, you know, a harness and drag it behind you. You can pull it however you want to do it. The sled is a viable option for you to kind of get a near approximation of a strongman workout, and that's one that is especially absurd looking with the truck and the plane pole. Now, here's the stuff that you're definitely not going to find anywhere necessarily. Log lift is like a classic one. And I mentioned like also like a Apollon's wheel. A lot of these like specialized lifting apparatuses, the only way you're going to find them is at a strongman training center. Like that's truly the only place you're going to find them. Atlas stones, you could sub in sort of big rocks, but you're never simply going to know how much each rock weigh. Like you might have a rock that is very, you know, the shape of it is causing it to be very like side or bottom heavy, whatever. Whereas the Atlas stones are like very continue, you know, the weight is evenly distributed. they're difficult because of the shape and the smoothness, whereas you might get a rock that you can get your hands underneath more easily. So there is a possibility here. You could substitute in some big rocks or something like that. I guess that's what they would have done in Iceland or Scotland anyway, but like the real Atlas stones, the ones that you can like kind of place on stuff that do that with, you again need to find like someone, you need to find a place that is actually training for that kind of stuff to get the real deal. And then one of my favorites, this is an absolute grip masher, Dinny stones. This is a classic Scottish strongman thing where like they have these two, first off, you have to be able to essentially deadlift about 600 some pounds. And then you have to hold these stones in place, and there's a whole stance to it because they're so big. and like these stones are attached to a chain and then to a very thin metal ring is what you have to hold on to. And it's, I follow a guy that does all sorts of grip strength technique stuff. And he does these Dinny stones. And like what the Dinny stone handle does to your hand is disgusting. I mean, it looks like your hand is being warped while you try to hold this thing, and like it looks like it leaves its mark on you for hours afterwards. Your hand just doesn't look right for a while afterwards. But Dinny stones, great grip masher. This is almost impossible to replicate unless you literally have your own Dinny stones. Or some kind. I know they have like training Dinny stones, but like that's the only thing you're going to get. But there are other ways to build your grip, right? Like we talked about, Farmer's Walk is a great way to build your grip. There are other things you can do to build your grip. Any kind of axle bar exercise. You can do plate pinches. You can do, if you're really getting advanced, you can do some pinch pull ups and pinch pull downs and things like that. There's stuff to do, but there's just nothing that's going to replicate a Dinny stone. So this stuff is so much fun. I do a lot of, not a lot of this, but I do a good amount of this kind of stuff. Farmer's Walk, especially. I do the keg toss mechanics with a kettlebell. I love doing the Husafeld stone stuff, just picking up stuff. And obviously I do the sled stuff that I mentioned before. I love doing that stuff because it is just kind of fun to flex your strength in like kind of an unusual way. But it is like kind of nice to know that you have, that this carries over into your regular life. I just moved and, I moved a bunch of stuff around on my own, and it was just like, I had like the full comfort knowing that like, yeah, this shit's heavy, but like I practiced this. I have practiced this before, so I'm going to be able to do this now. So, I think it's just a fun way to sort of show how legitimately strong you are, and very comforting knowing that if you had to do something heavy around your house, or you had to move something for someone, you can probably do it. If you are partaking in this kind of training, that's for sure. All right, that is it. Episode went a little bit longer than I thought. So that was good, but we are done with this week. I hope we shed some light on some fun stuff that you can do in the gym. And if nothing else, I just hope it gave you something else to think about when you go to the gym, some new ideas perhaps. That's always important. There's one thing that I've learned over my, approaching almost 30 years going to the gym, is that there is always something new to learn. There's a new variation of stuff. Maybe it's something that you learn that like, ooh, I don't like this. I'm not going to do this. Or this doesn't work for me, this doesn't benefit me, whatever. There's always something new to learn, no matter how long you've been going. That's for sure. All right. I'm going to wrap this up. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening. We will catch you next week as we start in with our playlist week. That's going to be a lot of fun. So stay tuned for that. So we have the playlist week, and then we have our more current events week to wrap up. To wrap up the Occasionalist Daily, it's been a lot of work, but it's been a lot of fun, that's for sure. All right, we'll catch you on the flip side. Later.